Chaf Hei Amud Beis, towards the last third of the Amud, are the two dots. We had in the Mishnah, Motza Kli Ba'ashpe Mechuse Lo Yigaboy Megule Noita Lamaches. If you find a Kli Ba'ashpe, so if it's Mechuse, so that means someone was matmin it there. So leave it there. And Megula Naita Lamacha, so we're speaking about that it has a simen. Ramino, so the Gemara etz akashe, Motza Kli Tomon Ba'ashpe, you found a Kli that's hidden in the Ashpe. Naita Lamachis, you take it out in your Machis. Shekain derech ashpa lefonis. You have to know what that means. But akaponim, before we see what the shekain derech ashpa lefonis, but we have a stir in aloche. In our Mishnah it says, motza kli ba'ashpa mechusa, you don't touch it. And here it says, it's a motza kli tomon ba'ashpa, you take it out in your machis. Amar Rav Zvid loikashe, ha bekuvi vekasi, ha besakini vehimnik. And we'll see the lumdis later. Bekuvi vekasi, that means if it's speaking about a bekuvi we had before, an amedalev kuvi is a type of a keli. Kuba Vikisni, it's a type of a receptacle, a large receptacle. Vikasian is speaking about a kais. So then, the din is, you leave it there. It's not an aveda, you leave it there. Obisakini vehimnik. Or speaking about a small utensil, a knife or a fork. So then, you see it. In both cases, it's tomon bashbe. You just go and you saw something littering, you take it out, and you're machis. Bekuvi vikasi loyiga besakini vehimnik noita lomachis, and let's just give a preview. So the pshat is as follows. If it's a big keli, so it was put there intentionally. So someone wants to hide this keli in the hashpit, so leave it there. It's not an aveda. So leave it there. Havi v'sakini v'himnik, this is a small utensil, so this I can assume was not put there b'kavone to store there. I can assume that when they swept out the floor, so these small utensils got swept into the garbage. So it wasn't put there. So this is takan aveide. So memele, v'kasi v'sakini, it's an aveide, she should be mach. That's Rav Zvid's teretz. We'll see how the lotion of the Bereisi Shtim Shekein Derech Ashpa Lefanis, but Al Kaponim, the lumdis of the, to understand the chilik and the two Bereises are very easily understood. Rav Papa Oma Hova Ho Bekuvi Vekasi. No. Both side the Mishnah and side the Bereise is speaking about Bekuvi Vekasi. So now we know right away that it was put there intentionally. That means these are Bekalim, these don't fall in accidentally into an Ashpa. So this was hidden Bekavone in the Ashpa. So, Veloi Kashe, but it's no Kashe. Can't ba'ashpa suya lefonis. Can't ba'ashpa sheina suya lefonis. Now, our Mishnah is speaking about an ashpa that's not osi lefonis. That means the ashpa is going to remain there at least for the next 5 years. Now, someone hid something over there. He hid a kais there. So leave it there. Don't. It's not an aveda. Leave it there. The Baraisa that says that motzo kli tomon ba'ashpa noita lomachis is speaking about an ashpa asuya lefanis, so that means it's going to be taken away. and it's going to be taken away, so the workers, the garbage men, will help themselves. There's a silver case there. It can be, so it's an aveda. That means I know it's going to be taken away pretty soon. So memele, so take it and be machis. It's an aveda. Since it's a suya lefanis. Frek the gemore, ashpa ho asuya lefanis aveda midasi. An ashpa that's asuya lefanis, so a person who puts a kois or a kuvi in the ashpa asuya lefanis, it's an aveda midas. And so why is there a din of neutral umachis? That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, let us give a shtikel hakdomen. What is the halacha of an aveda midas? Aveda midas means a person in midatoi puts something in a mokim that it's olu to get taken, to get lost. That's a taich an aveda midas. Now there's a machlokes arishainim, but perhaps before we mention the machlokes arishainim, there's, I'd just like to mention there's a pertinent question from the Ritva, and then we have to learn the Gemara accordingly, I think. We have here a kois in the ashbe. Now, this kois did not fall into the ashbe. This kois was hidden in the ashbe. But this is an ashbe that's asuya lefanois. So let's be megashim dinyan. There's a sign, this ashbe is removed every hour on the hour. I mean, let's be megashim dinyan. A person hid a kois here in the ashbe, and the Gemara asks, it's an aveda midas. So why are you chayv lahachis? Now, there's a machlokes, the Rambam in the Tur, what the lomdus of aveda midas is. The Rambam says, an aveda midas, you're not allowed to take it for yourself. It's his. There was no yish, there's nothing. But there's no chiyav hashoveh. That means if a person has something and he puts it in a place where there's an imminent danger that's going to get lost, and he doesn't care about it, he did it midas, so there's no din of leisuch leisalim, there's no din of hoshiv teshivim. So according to the Rambam, I think our Gemara is very good. So the Gemara said like this: this is a sign. This ashpe is asuya lefanis. Every hour on the hour, this is removed. Now this person put in the kois here, but his cheshbon, but he hid it. I mean, let's be that kasha that the Ritva asked. He hid. He was matmin the kois. How much seichel he has or he doesn't have, I don't know. But he hid it in the ashpe. It's already every hour they take away the ashpe. It's five to the next hour, and you see already the garbage truck. So here it's going to be taken away in 5 minutes. So the Gemara says. So it says in the Mishnah that neitel lamachis. It's not the neitel lamachis. I mean, so according to the Rambam, we can understand the cheshbon. Whatever his cheshbon was, I don't know. It's 5 to 2, and the garbage men are here already. He's not here. So he put it in a place which Alpi Cheshbon is going to get lost. It's going to be taken away by the garbage men. So why is it Neitel Lamachis? That's the Gemara's kasha. He put it away, but since he put it away in such a mocking which Lamais is going to get lost or taken away, so there's no mitzvah of Hashavah Saved. That's the Gemara's kasha according to the Rambam. According to the Tur says it's Hefka. The Tur says it's, you're allowed to take it. And that's the difference between the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam says you're not allowed to take it. It's his. But there's no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. If he doesn't take care of it, he knows about it, and he puts it in a place where it's going to get lost soon, and there's no chiyuv on you to take care of it. Good. So according to the Rambam, we understand very good. So why is it neitel lamachas? He put it there. Whatever his cheshbon is, I don't know, but there's no chiyuv on me to take it. To take it and be machas. To take it for myself. I'm also not to take it for myself. But according to the tool learns pshat, that it's hefker. So the tool had a big problem over here. How can you say it's hefker? I mean, this person hid it. I mean, he covered it up. He wasn't mafker it. That's this kasha the Ritva asks. The lama kiso, he wasn't mafkerit. I mean, he went to the pains of covering it with the ashbe. So I'd like to say over the teretz of the Ritva. So the Ritva says, Ela di yushi miyayish mine. He was miyayish. The loimotza mokim lahatzniyai. He didn't find a place where to hide it. He said, "Anichenu bekan b'mokim koldo." That's what the Ritva says. He was really miyayish. He couldn't find a proper place where to hide it. He says, "I'll put it here b'mokim koldo." I think the Ritva is saying, "Amar de kechidish." He says, "Really, he wanted to hide it." No, he didn't find a place where to hide it. He's going now. He's five blocks away from Harlem. He's going to go, and he has a big case, and he can't walk there with the case. So he's trying to hide it someplace. He couldn't find a place where to hide it. So he put in this ashpe that he knows that it's going to be being picked up pretty soon. He hasn't the faintest idea if he'll be able to come back and retrieve it. But it seems like it was the last straw. Anichenu bekan b'mokim koldo. And that is called yush. That means if a person does something which I'll be logic doesn't work, that is called Yish. There's a Murdik about from the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish says that the Medrash is a Taina and Yosef. Baruch Hageva Shivtach Bashem Zay Yosef Leipona Lahovim Zay Yosef, that he went to the Sarah Mashkin and he asked them to be Mishtadl for him. So the Chazaynish is Mevayer, that there was a time and Yosef was a Baal Bitochen, but here he did something like, not that a Baal Bitochen does. A person who's Oved Eitzes tries anything. That means, that means to ask a Mitzri to do a Matutoive is like a person is desperate, who'll try anything. That's not Bitochen. That's Yish. That means, I don't have an Eitzes what to do, so I'll do anything. But in Yisod, this anhoge spells out Yish. That means you're not doing something logical. It spells out Yish. So that's what the Ritva is saying. The Ritva says, Yishim Yayish Binei. He hid it. Zich he hid it. But he did. But they're hiding it. The Yishim Yayish Binei V'lei Motza Mokim Latzniyay V'ama Nichenu Bekan B'mokim Kodu. But this ishtadlus is not called ishtadlus, is not called bitochen, it's called yush, and a person is a yush, he'll do anything. But Lamai said, from the Ritva would seem, not like the Rambam, that there's no chiyum hashov, you'll have to take it. That's called adaveda midas, it's called that it's not his anymore. So Bekitza, the Gemara asks, if we're speaking about an ashpa suyelophones, there's no chiyev hachrosa, according to the Rambam, according to the Tur, you can take it for yourself. Ela ba'ashpo she'eino asuya lefanis. No, it's speaking about an ashpo that's not osi lefanis. So now we're speaking about an ashpo that we know till 5 years, nothing, the garbage man come once in 5 years. That's it. So it's a nash b'shem yusil afanis, or he doesn't call the garbage man. V'nimlach oleh lefanis. And all of a sudden, the bailam of this ashbe had a bright idea that he's going to be mefana the ashbe. I'm passing by, and I see already he's calling up the garbage man, or he says he's going to call up the garbage man to be mefaneh, and I see something bumpy in the ashbe, and I give a look and I see it's a kais. So then the din is that what? That yechayv lahachis. It's not laveda midas. When the person put it in, he was under the impression he has a place to hold it there for 5 years. And then someone else says, not an aveda. But then the story was, nimlach ole lefanoi. So he decided to be mefane this ashbe. So Mamil now became an aveda. So we became an aveda. So now there's a chiyim lahachis. Our Mishnah is speaking about it was a nimlach, so don't touch it. So it's secure, it's hidden, so leave it there. Elabash b'shein esuy lefonis nimuchala lefanois. Fine. So now the Gemara says, but the Baraisa explains why there's a chiyev hashog. So the Gemara says, bishleim elarav pope einu diktoni shekein derech ashpo lefanois. So this is a shrek. The Gemara says that the Baraisa is speaking about ba'ashpe she'ena asuya lefanois, v'nimlach oleh lefanoiso. So the Baraisa says she'ken derech ashpe lefanois. So something's wrong here. It doesn't stim. So the Shita asks this kashe. One teretz is that Lamais is speaking about that I heard that the Bailam said he's going to be mefaned. So that's pshat in the Baraisa. So I would think he's joking. Don't take him seriously, because this is an ashpe shein esil afanais. And he says, I'm going to be mefanet. So don't take it as a joke. He doesn't mean what he says. Take it seriously. Shekein derech ashpa lefanes. That means even though an ashpa shein esuya lefanes, there could be such a thing. A person could change his mind. He wants to be mefanet. The ashpa. So that's pshat and shekein derech. But it's speaking about, I heard from him that he's going to be mefanet. And I should take it seriously in Bela Bimachas. That's how the sheet, that's one pshat in the sheet. Yeah, that's Elul Rab Zvid, Maisha Kein Derech Ashpa Lefanet. So the Gemara says it's not Fakert, it's, which we're speaking about an Ashpa Shein Asi Lefanet. She Kein Derech Ashpa Lefanet Lo Kelem Ktanem. So he says, no, that's nothing about this big ashbe. We're speaking about when one sweeps up, he can normally sweep up small kalim into this ashbe. So mamela, I can assume this is not derech. You know, this is mamish an aveda, and he didn't realize that he swept up these kalim into the ashbe. Let us see Rashi. Shekein derech ashpe lefanes, v'yishokil lei hai. If this person won't take and be maches, hashte l'chshiyefana, when he's going to be mafanet, yitlen anochi, eyisro choshut, hilkach avedi, umuzolas, amemela, you heard now that he's going to be mafanet, so there's a chiyev now of a shavas avedi, since I'm aware that pretty soon the garbage men will come, and in the garbage men there are people who are not trustworthy. Kuvi vekasi, tmuni midas avoi. Kuvi vekasi, tmuni midas avoi, v'leiga behem. Esakini vehimnik, shen kelim ktanim avedehem. This is takan avedish, li shlicham shomim ha'ashpe. This got there together with the ashpe. Sheitziyim in abayis. kama poch, maise kein derch aspolifanis, what is pshat this loshen. Aveide mi dasi, da havele la suke adaite, shi yifnuo. I think this is very good according to the Rambam. I think according to Rambam it's very good this loshen. God the machnafayim brings down that Rashi holds like the Rambam. That means according to the Rambam, if I put something in a place which is olo to get taken or lost, so there's no chiyav ashove. So if it's ashpa suya lefanois, so the Gemara says, "Aved midasi davar lesuki adaita sheyefanua." Yeah, haynu diktan sheken derech ashpa lefanois shabaylim nimlochim lefanois. They do change their minds. Lefanois lokel tanim in abayish shaloi midas. Zok the Mishnah vayta. Motzo begal, a person found something. Kaili, in a gal, in a mound of stones, and this mound of stones came about, there was a wall fell down. And so now we have a mound of stones, and we find in this mound, we found something. Or ube kaisel yoshen, or there's no mound of stones, there's a kaisel, a very, very ancient wall. We find this in Nachur in the wall. Harei Elu Shaloi. She's allowed to keep it. Motza Bekoisel Chodosh. What if he found it in a new wall? The new wall, not in a Koisel Yoshan. So the loch is as follows. Mechetzioi Belochut Shaloi. So it matters in which half of the, if you divide the thickness of the wall in half, so if this is in the outer chelik, the chelik that's somuch loshu saram, she'll have to keep it. But the inner half of the Oivya Koisel, you found it in the wall, the Chul Shebe Koisel belongs to the Balabos. Im Hoya Maskiroi Lacherim. What is, if this house was rented to others, Afilu Besoy Chabai Yisarei Eilush Loi. So Afilu, let's forget about a Chul, I find something in the house, I'm permitted to keep it. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Motzo begal, gal avonim mechay meshanof. So this was a pile of stones. Re elu shaloi bigmorim meforish. By it says, in both cases, the gal and the choyme, mechatshe elu chutz. Now we're talking about a kaisel chodosh. Mechatz yelochutz be'echad mechure kaisel hasmuchim l'rshus haram. There's one of the holes which are somuch l'rshus haram. Motzo, he found it. That means, and these holes really were flush holes. That means the whole ball had a hole. You could put things in from the Rishus HaRabim side. You could put it from the Rishus HaYochid side. Bechetza, and he found it, Mechetzi Elochutz, Pechen Mechuri Koisel Asmuchim Rishus HaRabim, Metzo Mechetzi Oivyoi Shel Koisel Velochutz. Shaloi. He found it in the outer half of the Koisel. Damrina. So now Rashi says, so what is? Who put it there? So if he found it in the outer half of the Chul Shebe Koisel, Tamrin in Echad Mnei Rishus HaRab Nos Nisham B'Shochach. So I assume that Bistama, someone from the Mnei Rishus HaRab put it there, and he forgot about it. fragt Rashi, da afal gab da morgen leel sofik in nuach leiten. If there's a sofik, if someone puts something down, don't take it. Vahai vatai hi nuachu, this is sicher, this didn't fall. This was put into a hole. So memele, so good, he forgot it, but he might remind himself. So how are you allowed to take it? So Rashi says, Umakmine lamasnisim bigmore de shosach tve, de ike yiyush bailo. Now, we'll come back to this Rashi when we see the Gemara, but before knowing the Gemara, just let's explain a little the Rashi. Rashi l'chera means to say like this, that let's say when a person from the Bnei Rishus HaRabim puts something into a Chur Shebekoisel, and it seems that this was a common practice. The Chur was a flush Chur, he had a big place, and the people in the Rishus HaRabim used to put it there temporarily. Now, Mustama, this person put it there temporarily, and could be forgot about it, that could be. So we have aloche by Sofik Hinuach, and here's Vadei Hinuach. Look, he put it there, he forgot about it, it's there 5 days already. Don't touch it. He's gonna start scratching his head, what happened with it, and remind himself. So, if it doesn't have a simen, so leave it there. He's gonna remind himself eventually. That was Rashi's kasha. So why is there the din over here that he's allowed to take it for himself? So Rashi says it's speaking about it's very rusty. It's very rusty, so let's reconstruct what happened over here. This person put something in. Whoever put it in, something the Shusarabim, he forgot about it. Now, we see here that's already there for the last 2 years. I mean, it's rusty. We can tell from the rust that's here from the last 2 years. So, al kochoch, this person who put it in, forgot where he put it, and he was miyayish already. If he left it there so long that it got rusty, so that's a simon that he forgot where he put it, and he won't come back and get it. So, mustama, he was miyayish already. That's l'chei rabshat and Rashi. The Ika Yish Bailam, that means from the rust, I can assume that Izicha was Miyaich. It would be some of a temporary Shikra and he might come back and get it, so this does not happen. This usually occurs after a few weeks, he reminds himself. But if it got so rusty, so Mustami really forgot about it, when he reminded himself, Mustama, for all practical purposes, he looked and he couldn't find it. So Memela is, she allowed to take it because it's huge. Vafilu Motzo Pesach HaBayis. Now, the Mishnah says, Imaskira Lacherem, that means if we had an apartment that used to be rented every week, it was a big turnover. Every week there was new tenants. So, the lo yedua demaninu, I don't know who lost it, ubailav noyashu. The bailam were miayish. So to appreciate what Rashi is saying, we'll have to wait till we see the Gemara and Daf Chavot. Tane. Now, the Gemara is going on the Reisha. Mibnei sheyocha loim aloi shel amiroyim amoyriyim heim. That motzo bekoisul yoshon or begal. The reason hareyel sheloi, talking about a very old wall, so we can assume that the just like the wall is old, so Mestame, this that was found is also very ancient. Mm-hmm. It's from the Amorim. from Zman of Yeshua ben Nun. So Mamela, I can keep it. Fregt der Gemara Otto Amoirim Mitzane Yisrael Mitzane. So let's see what Rashi says. Tane Gabi Gal V'Koysel Yoshem. In both cases, we find something, so we're permitted to keep it. Shiyachalayim Aloy Lebala Gala Lebala Koysel Shel Amoirim Sherishu Aviseinu Hayu. This is already from the Amoirim, which is L'chayre Hefke L'Kol Yisrael. So Mamela, I can take it. It's very old. Fragte Gemorim, Otto Amoirim Mitzani Yisrael Aloy Mitzani. Zogt Rashi, Yisrael Aloy Mitzani, so Rashi is Amoir de Kipshat de Gemorim Kashi, U Michetzi Velefnim Amai Shaloi. It says Michetzi Velefnim Et Shaloi, why is it Shaloi? So now, let us understand the Kasha according to Rashi. That means we're speaking about an ancient wall. The wall could be, can date back to Yeshua ben Nun. But when they came in Eretz Yisrael, Yidden started living there. So there were Yidden that were living in the houses after the kibbush. So it says the Mishnah is tam. The Mishnah does not differentiate where you found this, whatever you found. It doesn't say it was a bekoisel yosham. So it doesn't differentiate it was chetzi b'vnim, chetzi l'chutz. It says you're allowed to keep it. So the Gemara asks, Yisroel loy metzani, u'mechetzi l'vnim, amai shaloy. He's living in this house. So there was a Yid that was living in this house. So al kaponi mechetzi lefnim, we should attribute that this belongs to this Yid. And mistamahu adin by a gal. I don't know how it's. I mean, the gal. I don't know how the holes were situated. Now everything is a mound of stones. But it's zicher a mokim to be chayish that maybe this thing belongs to a yid who was mishtamish in this bayis. Lo itzricha deshosich tvei. So the Gemara says it's very, very rusty. So what does Rashi say? Deshosich tvei, hello chalude rabbe. It's very rusty. The kula hai leishavik lo. So now let us go backwards. So the Gemara says, now what it says in the Reisha, I found in the Chul, afilu mechetzi lifni, I found something which is very, very rusty. So that means like this. You asked Akasha, the Yidden living in these houses also. Fine. If the Yid put it in this Chul, so how did it get so rusty? That means that, therefore I don't attribute that the Yid, if the Yid put it in Bekavone, and the Yid knows, the Yid uses the hole for, this is a place where he stores things. How did it get so rusty? So Al-Kochach, it's not from him. It's not from him. So Al-Kochach, this is from the Amoirim, who put it in from before the kibbush, and this has been there since the kibbush, and that's how it got so rusty. There's a Amoir de Ketaisus Rabbeinu Peretz. Ketaisus Rabbeinu Peretz asked, when we learned the Mishnah says, you find that mechetzi lechutz by kaisel chodosh, you find mechetzi lechutz, you're allowed to take it. So she asks, why are you allowed to take it? Someone put it there. I mean, sotiki nuach lo yitol, it's vadi enoch, what might you have to take it? That's Rashi's kasha. So what does Rashi answer? Rashi says, well, the Mishnah is speaking about shosach. speaking about that. It's rusty. So if it's rusty, so the one that put it there was Miyayish. So the Gemara knew all along, when you learn the Sefer, you know that it's speaking about that it's rusty, or else the Sefer doesn't have a Nipshah. So I'm just asking Akasha now, I'm asking Akasha, the Dreshe, Mechetzi, Lefnim, why are you allowed to take it? Oh, it's rusty. You know, from the Sefer you know it's rusty. Zukte Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, the Gemara said one word, the Shosich Tfei. The Gemara knew that it's rusty. The Gemara knew that it's rusty, or that's Pshat in the Sefer. Not very, very, very rusty. It's rusty. Some of Mela says, Bishloim in the Sefer, Michetzi Elochutz, someone from the outside put it into the hole. Fine. He put it in. Could be forgot about it. Fine. Now, but if I assume that he'll remind himself, usually normally he'll remind himself before it gets rusty. If it got rusty already, so that means he forgot about the hole, he was looking, and so he's Miyayish already. That rusty is a simin that the yid on the, who put it in from the outside was Miyayish. Rusty is not, so let's learn the sefer. Mechetze v'lifnim, so not allowed to take it. Now, we're talking about the same rusty. Now, a bailim puts in things, he knows where it is, it's his house, he uses it. It got rusty, good, so it got rusty here for the next 3 years, he doesn't need it, but there's no use. I mean, he knows, he uses it and he knows about it, and so rust, Mibifnim does not spell out Yish. It spells out that he doesn't need it at the present time. Rust Mibachutz spells out Yish. That was the Sefer. But the Gemara asked, but since Rust Mibifnim does not spell out Yish, so why in the Reisha Bekoisel Yosham, so it says, Areu Shaloi Afilu Mechatzi Lefnim Yisroi Eloi Metzanilai, that was the Moskashi. So the Gemara says, the Shosich Tfei. That's how the Taisa Bene Peretz. No, it's so rusty that I can't attribute it that this, the Bailam put it in. The Bailam would never let it get it so rusty. This is Mamish. So therefore I attribute this from the Amoiri. The Lashon of Rashi and the Mishnah, let's just go back to the Lashon of Rashi and the Mishnah. Rashi and the Mishnah says that, Ashi says, Mechetche of Lachutz, you're allowed to take it. The Alpha gave the Mo, Leel, Sofi, Kenuach, Leito, Vaivade, Yenuachu, Makminel, Masnissen, Begmore, the Shosech, Tvei. Now, here, the Shosech, Rashi is going on the Sefer. The Sefer, the way we're saying is now, is not Shosech, Tvei. I mean, the Rashi is going on the Sefer. The Tvei is a little problematic. Unless Rashi means, since the Reish is Shosik Tvei, so the Sefer is Al Kaponim Shosik also, so I assume is Miyayish. The Tvei, I mean, if Rashi learned that the Tesa Bein Peretz, this Tvei is not too Gishmak. Now we're going to have a Meredike Tesfis. The Shosik. Bekitzer, so the Gemara asked, why can I keep it? The Gemara says it's very rusty. It's not from the Bailim. It's from the Emoriam. It's ancient. It's ancient. It's something that was here many, many years. The Imtoima, Frektoisvis, Velikna Lechatzeiroi, Labala Gala, Labala Koisel. Frektois, Amir the Kekash, fine. Belong to the Emoriam. Now the Yid who's living in the house did not put it in here, Gevaldik. But, so it's Hefker. So that's why you say the person who finds it can take it for himself. Frektoisvis, but why wasn't the Baal HaBayis Koinu with Kinyi Chotzer? It's in his Chotzer. The Yeshloima. So Toisvis answers, the Ein Chotzer Koinu Bedobo Sheyocha Liyos Sheloyim Tse'enu Lo'ilo. Kamoy Hoche. Now we have to know, this is a Yisoidistik Yatoisvis, we have to appreciate the lumdus of Tosfos, but before we appreciate the lumdus, let us just say what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos says, Amoyre de Kezach, in Hilchus Kinyan Chotza, in Hilchus Kinyan Chotza, if there's something in my Chotza which is probable that I'll never be aware of it, so there's no Kinyan Chotza. The whole kinya chotzer is only if it's in a reshus, that by being in the reshus, I'll be aware that it's there, and then the chotzer makes it mine. But if this is in a reshus, we're speaking about there's walls we're talking about Bisman Yeshua, but no, there's holes in the walls, I mean, and no one was made the comments there for the last 500 years. I mean, there's holes there that no one looks in them, and so it is probable to assume that no one will ever become aware what is in these holes. So memele, so then chotzer is not going to. Tosfos says, "Ayisod in hilchus kinyan chotzer." Then chotzer koine bedovo sheyochel liyesh leim tzendulim. If he'll be unaware that it's there, it's probable that he'll be unaware that it's there. There's no kinyan of chotzer. Kamei hochet shumutzna boivi akosi. If something that's in the thickness of the kosel, who says he'll ever look there? So memele chotzer isn't koine. V'chein muchach lekamo. And Taisa says, I'll bring you a tzad. So yisod, amoyre diki yisod. So Taisa says, v'chein muchach lekamo. V'snan, we learned a Mishneh, motze bachanus u'bishulchonois arei elu shaloi. There's, I walked into a store, and I find a quarter. I find a quarter in the store. Now, I could assume this year, she must have whoever lost a quarter, there's no simon, by money b'chol, there's no simon. So memela, I find a quarter in the store, I can take it. Because whoever lost it, must have is miyash. Fractisus, so why isn't the owner of the store kind of pekinya chotza? That's Isus kasha. Vein chatzera kaita lechemdni ayla shulchani. So what pshat? The fisha moi same dova kotein vein soifai hoive li motze. It's not mistava that will ever be fine. We spoke, you're speaking about, when you vacuum, when you sweep out, it seems that this money used to fall into the, I don't know if they had wooden floors, if they had those. Somehow, Taisu said this was a small coin that when it fell, either went into a crack or there were dirt floors. Taisa says it's very mistava that the owner will never find it. That's the metzias. That's the metzias of their stores and their shulchanos. So memele, so Taisa says, so memele, so there's no kinyan chotzer. Taisa says, hey, you're so. V'chein lekamon, the comma leishonu ela belekech min atagad osav shaloi leyamrinin the kono isay tagad shoye bushus. Now the Gemara says if a person is purchasing bushels of tvue from a wholesaler, now this wholesaler gets his tvue from 20 farmers. That means the 20 bushels he has, the seller gets it from 20 farmers. He doesn't know, and now he sells bushels of tvue. So now, in one of the bushels, I find $100 bill. So I'm allowed to keep it. I don't know from which farm it came from. I mean, it seemed there was no. So I'm allowed to keep it. So I tell this. But why wasn't the wholesaler kind of with Kinyan Chotzer? Mr. Moldy's bushels are now in his warehouse. So why wasn't he kind of with Kinyan Chotzer? So they says also it's not mistava that he'll find it. It's not motzi that he should find it. So there's no kinyan chotzer. I just like to mention this, a Tosfos HaRosh, a Medrash Tosfos HaRosh, also Yesaidis, big Yesaidis. The Tosfos HaRosh says another, Tosfos says, a Yesaidin Hilchis Kinyachotza, which is Mechudishtik. The Tosfos HaRosh wants to say another Teres. The Tosfos HaRosh wants to say, let's talk about the Chenveni. Someone lost money in the store. So Tosfos HaKasha, so let it belong to the storekeeper. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, the minute the money got lost was before Yish. The other Mamashmish Bachal Shot, fine, but there's a time span till he's Miyayish. The minute it fell in the store, so it's Bisura or Saliyada. So just like if a person would pick up a coin before Yish, so the din is that a fellow is Miyayish, he's not Koine. So it fell into my reshus before Yish, so the storekeeper can't be Koine. His reshus cannot be better than his Yad. So a fellow later, he was Miyayish, or Bisura or Saliyada. That's why he's not koine bikinye chotza. Not because Anu lundis, because since it's not Mustafa who find it. Now forget about that lundis. He's not koine because it's bisura osaliyot. The Mashal says, this is a Tosfos HaRosh, he says this. So the Mashal says, why didn't Tosfos say this? So I say, Tosfos is chaylik on the Rosh. One thing I'd like to mention, that first of all, you have to understand the lumbis. The cheshmen of Bisura Saliyode means, if I pick up something before Yish, it's really chal on me a chiv ashabit. So memele, so that chiv is not nifke, he was miyayish, it's too late. But the chiv ashabit prevents, you should be kind of with Yish. So that applies if I picked up something. It fell into my chotza, I don't know anything about it. How could you say there was ready chal achiyuv ashoven? Who? And who? And me? I don't know about anything. So how could you compare picking up something before Yish, or something falling into my chotza? So that they bring down from the stipler, but the stipler said, not could be was on the chayfetz is a din ashoven. That means a chayfetz that falls before Yish is mechayev ashov, and therefore the chotzer can't be koyin. Not on the gavra, but that. It's very chalachiyev ashov. Even though, I mean, on someone else wasn't chalachayra, only on the balachanus. Okay, it has to be understood. But then, the others say that what Tosfos did not say this teretz, that's bisura saliyodei, because Tosfos had the kasha, how did Rava learn pshat in this Mishnah? Rava is Yish lemedas haviyush. So we consider Keilu he was miyayish already, as soon as it fell, because he would not need to be miyayish. So why isn't a chotza koine? So koch is oishkishpar, this yesod, that a chotza, that one is unaware of that it's in the chotza, is not koine.